today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu alaikum. This is another episode of today's special, which you choose to listen to. Today, we're going to speak about standing against oppression.
Palestine, Palestine, oh Palestine, on your land Allah plays great signs. Though the world sees your scars and hears your cries, Allah is your God and you will survive.
Today, Monday. Today is 27th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Azar, 1402, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of December, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At first, we'll listen to verses 10 to 12 of chapter Shu'ara, and then the important point of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَإِذْ نَادَى رَبُّكَ مُوسَىٰ أَنِ ائْتِ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ
And mention when your Lord called Moses, saying, Go to the wrongdoing people.
قَوْمَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَلَا يَتَّقُونَ
The people of Pharaoh, will they not fear Allah?
قال رب إني أخاف أن يكذبون
He said, My Lord, indeed I fear that they will deny me.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى
Here it is necessary for Allah to mention some similar life stories of the former nations in order to make them know this great power of foe and their apparent weakness would never bring about their defeat. And so their morale would be boosted and they could increase their resistance and insistence. It is interesting that after each life story of prophets, these two verses are repeated, but most of them do not believe. And verily, your Lord is He, the Mighty, the Merciful. It is exactly the same sentences that we read about the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, in the beginning of this very surah.
Salamullahi ya Qudusu, fidaka ar-ruhu wan-nafsu, salamullahi ya Qudusu. فداك الروح والنفس مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى وكيف المسجد الطاهر بظل الغاصب الكافر وكيف المسجد الطاهر بظل الغاصب الكافر فينمو طرفنا الناعس بليل واهن دام اسرعك الله يا قدس فينمو طرفنا الناعس بليل واهن دام اسرعك الله يا قدس
Now come to our topic, standing against oppression. The standard definition of oppression can be described as the cruel or unfair exercise of authority or power an act or occurrence of oppression or being made the subject of cruel or unfair demands or restrictions. This is a clear concept to grasp, although sometimes it can be difficult to identify oppression in its many forms, from relationships and socio-political scenarios to corruption. There are powerful figures and authorities around the world that add to pressures and suffering of particular subjects due to the plethora of reasons and justifications.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the promotion of Islamic resistance and the whatness and whyness of Islamic resistance. And what do we mean by Islamic resistance? The resistance is a natural reaction that every liberated and honorable nation produces in the face of imposition and bullying. No other reason is required. Every nation that attaches value to its honor, identity, and human nature shows resistance and steadfastness when they want to impose something on it. This is a plausible and convincing reason in its own right. This is one constituent. The second constituent is that resistance, unlike surrender, leads to the retreat of the enemy. When the enemy bullies you, if you take a step back, he will undoubtedly advance. The way to stop him from advancing is to resist. Showing steadfastness and resistance in the face of the enemy's greed, extortion, and blackmail is the way to prevent him from advancing. So resistance is a wise course of action. We ourselves are like this. Our experience in the Islamic Republic shows the same thing. We have many examples of such cases, but we don't want to get into details and to cite examples. Generally speaking, whenever we showed steadfastness and resistance, we managed to move forward. And whenever we surrendered and moved according to the whims of the other side, we received a blow.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
Now, what do we have for rewards of helping and supporting the oppressed? The point is that the Imam of the age, Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is oppressed, as is known to all. As for the excellence of helping and supporting the oppressed, it is proved by reason and logic as well as by Islamic text. As mentioned in Biharul Anwar and other books, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, is reported to have said, Allah the Almighty and Sublime is the companion of the believer as long as the believer is busy in helping his believing brother. It is mentioned from His Eminence that he said, No believer helps an oppressed believer except that it is better than fasting for a month spent in i'tikaf in Masjid al-Haram. And every believer that helps his brother while he is having the power to help him, the Almighty Allah helps him in the world and the hereafter.
They've been calling, they've been calling. They've been asking for some help, but nobody seems to care. They are saying, are we now on Omar? How pain thought you'd share.
When we want to speak about resistance against oppression, automatically our mind comes to Palestine. Listen to Palestinians. It is important to elevate and promote the voice of Palestinians. The people of Palestine are not voiceless and do not need other people to represent their struggles for them. They are able to vocalize their struggles and their hopes for the future. They do not need to be spoken for or at. This includes representing them as a monolith or co-opting the struggles. While the recent images of the attacks have shown many Palestinian Muslims, not all the Palestinians are Muslims. There are many Palestinian Christians who are subjected to the same abuses and oppression as the Muslims. It is important to recognize that. Secondly, some people have used hashtag Palestinian Lives Matter or hashtag Free Palestine to raise awareness of what is happening.
The Palestinians have been subjugated for 75 years. We don't allow people to come. You know, as one brother beautifully put it this week in a video that I saw, he basically said, you don't get to criticize the table manners of someone who's starving. Israel is basically saying, no, you have to be peaceful victims. You have to be peaceful. You have to die in silence. You don't criticize the table manners of a starving person. You give them food. My dear brothers and sisters, it's also important for us to remind ourselves of the Islamic laws that govern combat. There are a lot of discussions about, do you condemn this, do you condemn that? Let me make something very clear. The laws that govern combat in Islam are higher than the double standard international laws and the human rights discussions. If you look at what Islam says about how someone is to fight an occupier or an enemy, Islam teaches Muslims that when you fight in a legitimate war, you cannot kill children, you cannot kill the disabled, you cannot kill the sick, you cannot kill the elderly. Islam teaches Muslims that even if you are in the heat of battle, you do not attack non-combatant monks, priests, rabbis, or any religious figures. You do not attack non-combatant men or women. You do not burn or mutilate dead bodies. These are the teachings of the Prophet. You don't torture prisoners of war. You don't cut down trees. And the list goes on. This is the Islam of Rasulullah. This is the Islam of Ahlul Bayt.
The topic of this episode of today's special was about standing against oppression. Thank you very much for joining us. We leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
That this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.